Barrett sworn in to Supreme Court after 52-48 vote by Nicholas Fandos. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a conservative appeals court judge and protege of former Justice Antonin Scalia, was confirmed on Monday to the Supreme Court, capping a lightning-fast Senate approval that handed President Trump a victory ahead of the election and promised to tip the court to the right for years to come. Inside a Capitol mostly emptied by the resurgent coronavirus pandemic, and an election 8 days away, Republicans overcame unanimous Democratic opposition to make Judge Barrett the 115th Justice of the Supreme Court and the fifth woman. The vote was 52-48 with all but one Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, who is battling for re-election, supporting her. It was the first time in 151 years that a justice was confirmed without the support of a single member of the minority party, a sign of how bitter Washington's war over judicial nominations has become. The vote concluded a brazen drive by Republicans to fill the vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election. They shredded their own past pronouncements and bypassed rules in the process, even as they stared down the potential loss of the White House and the Senate. Democrats insisted Republicans should have waited for voters to have their say on Election Day. They warned of a disastrous precedent that would draw retaliation should they win power, and in a last-ditch act of protest, tried unsuccessfully to force the Senate to adjourn before the confirmation vote. Republicans said it was their right as the majority party and exulted in their win. In replacing Justice Ginsburg, a liberal icon, the court is gaining a conservative who could sway cases in every area of American life, including abortion rights, gay rights, business regulation, and the environment. The reason this outcome came about is because we had a series of successful elections, said Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, and the majority leader, who was the architect of the strategy. What this administration and this Republican Senate has done is exercise the power that was given to us by the American people in a manner that is entirely within the rules of the Senate and the Constitution of the United States.